Nelson McCausland, if there is no unionist pact in that North Belfast constituency, do you think that Nigel Dodds will lose his seat?
Well, if you look over the last number of elections, Nigel Dodds has consistently taken around 47% of the vote.
Mm-hmm. 46.2 in the last one.
Indeed, and the previous election in 2015, it was 47%. What strikes me about that is that in the 2017 election, you had seen in the Assembly election earlier in the year a major surge for Sinn Féin. You saw something of a lesser surge for unionism in the Westminster election, and I think that there will be a very tightly fought contest. My guess, if it has to be made, is that he will hold the seat. However, it is going to be a significant battle, and I would suggest that the Ulster Unionist Party would do well to think again. There will be deep bitterness, there will be deep resentment across the unionist community if they endanger a seat in the way that Steve Aiken is proposing.
It would be quite embarrassing for the DUP and obviously for Nigel. He's their leader in Westminster, and if he was to lose that seat, it wouldn't look well.
Well, I think it will actually, what Steve Aiken has done will galvanise unionism in North Belfast.
Behind the DUP? Energize,
well, that is what has happened over the years. If you look at the previous time when the Ulster Unionist Party fought North Belfast, you're going back, I think, to about 2010, and the person who they had as a candidate then was Fred Gobain, who is now a DUP councillor. So what you've seen across North Belfast over the years is a move away from the Ulster Unionist Party to the DUP. There's now a position where you have only two unionist councillors left in Belfast. There's a position where you have no unionist councillor, no Ulster Unionist councillor in the Shankill. You have none in Old Park. You have none in Castle. And you're stretching out into Newton Abbey to get an Ulster Unionist councillor. So there has been this gradual movement away as people have consolidated behind the party that they think best represents them and the party that can best face off Sinn Féin in elections.